There are two short readings this morning. The first reading is from Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." And the second reading is from Acts chapter 2, verse 36 to 39. "Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' Peter replied, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Davina. We're going to think about those passages around the theme of baptism this morning. So let's pray as we do. Father God, we thank you. Thank you for this morning. And we pray as we think about this theme of baptism, you'll help us by your Spirit to understand it more clearly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So because Dory is being baptised this morning, I thought it'd be good to think a little bit about baptism together and what it means. See, baptism is something that Jesus commanded his followers to do. In fact, when somebody becomes a Christian, baptism is the first act of obedient discipleship. And baptism involves a person having water either sprinkled or poured on them, or them being dipped in the water, or fully immersed in the water. And when that water is placed on the person, that person is baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That's what baptism is. And all those modes of baptism, whether sprinkling, or dipping, or pouring, or immersing fully, they are all words which help us understand what to baptize means, because baptize in the Bible has that breadth of meaning. It can mean all those things. So why did Jesus command his people to be baptized? What does it mean? Well, being a Christian is about belonging to God's family, the church. And baptism is a bit like a badge of membership, a badge to show that you're part of God's family. So firstly, baptism is like a badge showing that you belong to God's family. Now, many groups and societies have special ceremonies and badges to show that new members belong to that group. So here are a few badges. Who can tell me what this badge here is? Anyone know what that badge there is? Elijah? You forgot? That's okay. Anybody else? Boy Scouts. Yeah, it's the scouting badge. So if you're a scout, you can have one of those badges put on you and they get it sewn onto your scouting top. The one on the left here, who knows what that is? Oh, Heidi, thank you. It's Duke of Edinburgh Award. And it's not just any award, it's the Duke of Edinburgh Gold Award. And tomorrow morning, my son is going up to Buckingham Palace to get his Gold Award. You see, because badges show you belong to a certain group of people. And the Duke of Edinburgh Award shows you belong to that group of people who've done the similar sort of activities and achieved the same things. And then, of course, there's the one in the top left, top right corner. What's that? Liverpool badge. Yeah, there's someone at the back waving their arms. I know Margaret's very happy. Oh, what a heart attack yesterday when Mane missed his penalty. But all came good in the end, didn't it? So yeah, you know, if you're a member of the Liverpool Football Club and that you support them, you can wear their badge. And of course, there's the AA badge. If you break down in your car and you're part of the AA, Automobile Association, you can be rescued from the side of the road and so forth. Different badges show you belong to different groups. And to wear that badge shows you're part of that community, the family. Well, baptism is the badge that Christians are given by Jesus to show that we belong to God's family, the church. So firstly, baptism is a bit like a badge. But secondly, baptism is a bit like a bath. It's a bit like a bath showing your sins have been washed away. Now, do you know, one of the things I really dislike in the mornings is reaching into the fridge and pulling out the jam jar. Who would like to hold this jam jar for me? Anyone like to hold this jam jar? Come on, Gabby. Up you come. You might need to pull your sleeves up, actually. Well done. Now, come and hold this jam jar for me. Thank you. Both hands. Put it around the side there. Now, is there a problem with that jam jar? What's the problem?
It's covered in jam.
Doesn't that annoy you? You're reaching, you go, oh, your hand's all sticky. What are you going to do now? What do you have to do with your hands? You're going to have to wash them. Come on. Come over here. There you go. I'm sorry, that's all a bit mean. But yeah, you wash your hands in there. Give them a really good rinse. Okay, I'm going to come and help you dry those in a minute. There you go. Let's get them all nice and clean. Put a little bit of soap on there as well. There you go. Give them a good scrub. I've got to de-sticky my hands as well. There you are. Here you go. And then you've got a couple of these. You can take that with you. You can dry your hands back in the pews. Well done. I think we should give her a round of applause having jam put on her. Well done. Go back and sit down. Do you want me to hold that? There you go. Good stuff. Thank you so much, Gabby. Yeah, you see, water is used to wash things. When you get clean, you get dirty, you use water to clean yourself up. And that's why water is used as the badge of baptism, because it symbolises our sins being washed away, washed clean. You see, the Bible says we've all ignored God and we've done things wrong that displease him, that deserve his punishment. And these are like guilty stains on our lives that no detergent can wash clean. But Jesus came to give his life on the cross, to take the punishment for our sins. And it means if we trust him, all our sins are forgiven and washed away. Trusting Jesus is like a bath for your soul that makes you clean before God so that you can be his friend again. That's why baptism involves water, because water symbolizes washing. Washing from sins through what Jesus has done for us on the cross. So to have you remember that this morning, I've got some of this to remind you that baptism is a bit like a bath. Get bubbles, don't you, in the bath? This can remind you this morning that baptism is like a bath. And the children who are here this morning, I've got quite a few pots, so if anyone would like some afterwards. There you go, Wharton. Just some more, Poppet. There you go. This is one of Dory's biggest sisters. There you go. Here, you can take that back to your mummy as well, and then she can blow some for you a bit later. Okay? And there's a few more if children want to blow some bubbles later on. So baptism is a bit like a badge. Baptism is a bit like a bath. And thirdly, baptism is a bit like a birth. You see, God's work of cleaning someone up from their sins is so wonderful. So wonderful. It means that God can come and live inside them by his Spirit. And so the water of baptism not only symbolizes our sins being washed away, but it symbolizes the new life of the Spirit in our lives. When someone becomes a Christian, elsewhere the Bible speaks of them as becoming born again, having new life with God. So baptism is a bit like a badge, it's a bit like a bath, and it's a bit like a birth, new life. The question is, who can be baptized? Who can wear this badge and have their sins washed away and new life with God? Well, our second reading that Davina read to us helps us understand more about who can be baptized. Firstly, we're told that baptism is for those who repent. Peter, on that day of Pentecost, said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you." See, repentance is about turning around. Repentance is about turning around, like one of these. What does this do? If you throw it, you better duck, can't you? Go on, what happens?
You catch it back. So it's a boomerang.
It's a boomerang. Thank you, Elijah. You throw a boomerang and it's heading in one direction, but then it turns around and it comes back. The Bible says all of us, we're made to live in relationship with God, but we've all turned our back on God and gone our own way. And so when we repent, what repentance is turning back to God. And say, I'm going to live with you as my king now, and I'm going to follow you now. Now, I don't have a boomerang. If I did, I probably shouldn't throw it in the church to see if it's going to come back. But I've got this boomerang plane. Shall we see if this works? Let's see if this works. Here we go, okay? Let me put that down somewhere. Put that there. Here we go. Hey, it worked. How about that? So, that's to remind you, what repentance is turning round. Turning round. It's great when things work, isn't it? So, let's help you remember what repentance is. See, those who repent and turn to Jesus, they are called to put the badge of baptism on. It shows they belong to God's family. They've had a spiritual bath, a new spiritual birth. So who can be baptized? Well, everybody who repents. So if you've repented, if you've turned to Jesus this morning and you've yet to be baptized, you should be. It's an act of obedience that shows you are Jesus' disciple. So if you have repented and you're following Jesus, but you've not been baptized, speak to me afterwards. It'd be a real privilege to baptize you here at Christ Church. But you know, baptism is not only for those who repent. Look at what it says. It says, this promise is for you and your children. See, baptism is also a privilege for the children of those who repent. And throughout the Bible, God always deals with families, promising his blessings to those who turn to him and their offspring. And so a child born into a Christian family has a huge privilege. They too can wear the badge of baptism and be welcomed into the family of God. Of course, they're too young to repent themselves. And so the child is represented before God by their Christian mum or dad or both, as this morning. And that's why we're baptizing little Dory today. We're baptizing her because Matt and Jane are parents who've repented and believed in Jesus. And they've worn the badge of baptism. And God says you can put that badge on the baptism of little Dory as well. Of course, baptism doesn't make a child a Christian. Dory will need to grow up to make her own decision to follow Jesus. Just like every seed needs watering and nurturing in order to grow and mature, so do children within God's family. They need to be taught and nurtured in the faith so they can grow up to know the Lord. They need to see the Christian life lived out and modelled by their parents, godparents, and the church they're part of. And they also need the prayers of their parents, godparents, and church too. So little Dora is going to need teaching, she's going to need example, and she's going to need prayer. Three key ingredients to help a child grow up into the reality of what all their baptism symbolizes. So baptism is for those who repent, it's for those who repent and their children. And there's one final group. Did you hear that at the end in verse 39? This promise is for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. See, the promise of baptism is for those who've yet to hear the gospel. It's for those whom God is calling but are far away from him. And maybe you're here this morning and you didn't realize that Jesus is your ruler and your king. Maybe you didn't realize that you need to repent and to turn back to him. And if that's you this morning, please come and speak to me afterwards, because God wants you to be part of his family today. He wants you to have your sins washed away, and he wants you to be born again through his Spirit and to receive that badge of baptism that shows you belong to God as well and you're safe in him forever. If you'd like to know more about that today, please speak to me afterwards if you're far off and you know you won't need to come near to God and be part of his family today, because this badge of baptism is for you too. Amen.